Blog Talk Radio.
Babe, try to call in. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, hang up. Are y'all there?
Yes. Oh, it looks. Hey, y'all. Hey. I'm coming. I'm just trying to find my hat so we can talk for the on the after show. Well, actually, I can pull it up. Hold on. I'm just trying to find my hat, bitch. So, that was a crazy show. My hair looks a mess. I don't know what the hat is. Listen. So, I'm going to play what I'm saying. You guys enjoy the show. Did y'all enjoy the show? I hope you enjoyed the show. On if you missed the show and you're just here from if you're just coming on here because you're on my page, make sure you guys go to my Facebook page so you guys can get the full show at Armand Wiggins Hose on really quick. Ooh, girl, y'all can get into all my tea for him. Oh. This is indeed the after show, bitch. So we do have the call-in number. It's 563-999-3658. Okay, hold on. I have never done an after show on Instagram before, so I'm going to throw on a different kind of look. Let me see what I'm going to wear for the after show. I guess I will just throw on. Let me see. I'm going to have to change my look for the after show. Hold on, y'all. I'm coming. Okay. Oh, bitch. Can y'all get into the fact that I don't have on any pants? Yes, y'all can. But listen. Okay. Y'all know, like, I'm not really a big Instagrammer because, you know, it don't give me the angles that I be needing. But listen. That was an intense show. I had fun. I appreciate all of you guys that came in. If you guys want to talk about bullshit, the number is, let me write the number down so y'all can call in. 568, what is it? 563-993-6585. Let me post that. Let me pin that comment. Yes. We are here. So y'all can call in. If you guys missed the show on Facebook, let me tell y'all something. I don't know what he did or why he did what he did, but anybody with new music that wants to be featured on my Facebook Live show, feel free to come and join me. Listen, behind the scenes, y'all know, bitch, I don't have on any pants. You don't need pants when you're doing the after show. I really want to eat my food right now, but I'm just being calm. But this is my studio, my home studio. You're not going to be able to get the full effect because I just don't want to pick everything up and move it. But I think the Bullshit Bill is a really great show, a really good conversation. So if you guys want to call in, feel free to call in because I'm doing the after show for the people that didn't get to call. I'm going to put it on Facebook right now, so y'all want to make sure that y'all call in if y'all want to talk. And make sure y'all follow me on here, because y'all know they be trying to, Madison and them be trying to block my pages.
Hold on, y'all. I'm just I would like to say this. I love all of you guys.
Huh?
Why? Huh? Oh, I pinned the number wrong. Five, six, three, nine, 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 three, six, five, eight. So listen, this is the after show. So if y'all missed the full show, Wiley, where are you? Wiley will be joining us soon. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show on Facebook. I had a blast. Shout out to all the fans and all the people that supported the show, bitch. I had to do a little outfit change for y'all for the after show. And it's going to get lit. So Wiley's going to come in just a few moments and talk. But that motherfucker is crazy. We do have a call. So we'll take our first call. Area code 404-5122. Do you think the show was good or was it some bullshit?
Hey, what's going on, Armand?
What's going on?
I didn't catch this show. I'm just getting home. What did you talk about tonight?
Oh, we talked about a lot. We talked about sex. We talked about lip gloss. We talked about rape and molestation and Cardi B and Black China. It was just carrying on. If you missed it, you can definitely catch it on my Facebook page if you follow me on there. Where are you calling from?
I did see Black China pick up that pink stroller like she was going to throw it across the park. That shit was funny as hell.
Do you think that was some bullshit for her to be fighting out in public?
That was, because at the end of the day, she got enough. She has an image to uphold, and she got out of character.
All right, I agree, but I also feel like that she was protecting her child. So at the end of the day,
but
her
she
job
got security. That's why she paid for security, right? She should
yeah,
have to do a damn thing.
Child. Nobody's gonna protect your child like you will. Listen, I don't got.
So
no
you think? So you think it was okay for her to act a monkey in the park?
Well, yes, Black China. What else are? Who else will we be talking about?
Yeah. When are you coming back to Atlanta?
I'm gonna come back to Atlanta when they book me in Atlanta.
Okay.
So let your people know that you guys want to see Armand Wiggins in Atlanta.
Okay, I'll be sure to tell them.
Thank you, my love. Thanks for calling in. I love you for real.
I love you too, Armand.
Bye. Thank you. All right, let me tell y'all something. I really love all my fans, and I would like to know where all my fans is calling from, you know. And, you know, I promise y'all, because I know some of y'all is bougie, and I know a lot of y'all is like, oh, girl, I don't do Facebook. I'm popular. I'm cool. I do Instagram. So I'm going to come on Instagram, and I'm going to always do an after show for you guys on Instagram. So let me see if my co-host is going to come on so we can do this live. Because he's trying it. So I know y'all feel like, oh, I'm not going to get on here. I'm only going to get on Instagram and blah, blah. I'm only going to get a soul. So let me see, y'all. I would love y'all to call in and tell me where y'all calling from. I would love to see that. Let's see. Oh, he's talking about some hold on. But anyway, Mel B, I hear that you have some new music. I need some new music for you so we can add. Okay, I can add you. Let me add you guys on here. Okay, let me see. You want to come on to the after show? I'll add people on. If you guys want to come on to the after show, let's go.
I'm adding people on to the after show. Y'all let me know what y'all thought about the show. I'm sending after show requests. So y'all let me know how y'all felt about the show. So if y'all want to come in, hashtag your bell. Drop your bell if you want me to bring you on. Drop your bell if you want me to bring you on. Okay, if you're not serious, then I'm going to have to let you go. I'm doing the after show for the people to talk their shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, if you want to come on, drop your bell. Let me see. Oh, we got another call or two. Hold on. Oh, I can't. Hold on. It said I'm waiting for somebody. Let me see. Yes, Wiley, are you on the live?
I am on the line. I'm getting my other phone ready to go on Instagram Live. But everybody, I'm just sharing it. Oh, my gosh, the overwhelming support of tonight's show. So we putting it on the bullshitbill.com. So it's on there. So we on the podcast already. So we're trying to – everything is up and running. Thank y'all so much. Oh, my gosh, this has been an incredible night. But I had to do this, y'all. I'm sorry. But I put on there Wiley and Ahmad Wiggins' new show, Bullshit Bill, beat out the Queen's Court and Kaya gag order in ratings.
Oh, God. Why are you trying to start stuff with T.S. Madison and the Queen's Court?
And Kaya. Because you know why? I'm trying to have the King's Court. Because I'm a king.
So that's what your whole
goal
is.
We're trying to eat, too. We trying to eat. I want to sell DVDs. I want to sell chicken. I want to have some breasts where I can lift it up and down on camera. I want to do that too. Why can't I do that? Why can't I jump up and down with my breasts? I can't afford. I want breasts. I want to be a transgender.
Okay.
I want to be
Marquisha. Listen. Let's take a caller. 470-8562. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, baby?
How's it going, darling?
It's going fucking incredible. How about you?
I'm good. What's going on with you guys tonight?
We're just doing an after show, a recap. Did you enjoy the show?
I did. It was another other bullshit that was on tonight.
What was the other bullshit?
Kaya Bailey had a crowd in her live taping.
She did. Kaya did. And then she was saying that it was so many people there, but it was nobody there, my love.
It was nobody there. I seen it. The place was empty. And there was her girlfriends. Those were her girlfriends all there at the front.
That's
but did
very
you see
true.
Those prices, girl?
Those prices were the fool. We were talking about those prices. Those prices were late.
But she made it seem like when she was talking about it, she made it seem like it was going to be open to the public and anybody could come. She never said she was going to be charging, and then she came up with a price sheet.
Right. Wiley, what did you feel about Kaya's prices?
Hello?
Yeah, he said he don't feel the prices. The prices. Oh, Wiley, you're going to have to call back in because I hung you up.
Yeah, he said he don't feel the prices.
Yeah, I just thought that was a fool, honey.
Yeah,
I did.
I just want to say this, and I say this humbly, my love. I say this humbly. Hold on, let me turn this background off. I say this humbly. Kaya, nobody was going to spend that much money, but only women that's called up into the Queen's Court. Nobody really was going to spend that money. You understand what I'm saying? So, of course, I wasn't going to spend it because I ain't got $1,000 to spend to see her to do the gag order with no equipment, no budget, no nothing. T.S. Madison not there. I want to see T.S. I want to see that dick. If it ain't no dick there, Wiley ain't going to be there. I'm gay. I come for some dick.
No.
If T.S. Madison was there, I come for
dick. We don't want to see T.S. Madison dick, bitch.
I do want to see her dick.
Okay, well, you take that somewhere else.
I want to see the dick. Send me the dick.
Hello.
Thank you, my love. So, how did you feel the show went tonight? The people were talking about your eye. They said they want to beat you up and everything.
I want to say this. God made me with this eye. God made me with this eye. I was born this way. I don't give a damn. I'm about to cash in on it.
Okay.
Buy my eye t-shirts.
Okay.
Buy my eye candy. I'm a good eye candy. Can you look at my body? Now look at me, Amaya Wicks. Look at me.
Ain't I attractive? No.
If I was Harriet Tubman, ain't I a woman? Look at my body. Just look at my skin. Let me turn my light on. I got to let the people see me. Because they want to see how I look.
No.
I got a good lining. And then people were telling me, Miss Brown, you got on here, you old, and then you're going to try to read me and you an old woman. Sit down, senior citizen. And then Brandon Harris, bring Brandon Harris on. Brandon Harris, I'm calling you out, my dear brother. You said, quote, I have a gun and I'm going to shoot you. Well, sir, did I shoot you with a gun? No. I just said my words. I just talked. So come to me, brother. You are with a senior citizen.
No.
A senior citizen. Hold on. Wait a minute. Can I tell it? Because the senior citizen is already got a wife allegedly somewhere hidden. And this stupid man named Brandon Harris, let me tell you something. This stupid man named Brandon Harris think that the senior citizen gonna die and leave him with the money. The only thing that senior citizen gonna leave him is with his asthma pump, his oxygen tank, and debt and Social Security. That's all he gonna get. Brandon Harris get on the internet and he argues with broke folks, but you say you rich. If you rich, Brandon Harris, why don't you go and get you a mansion and get off the internet and doing cocaine, talking about your nasty dick?
Okay.
Don't nobody want Brandon Harris' dick. Don't nobody want to smell his dick. Don't nobody want to suck his dick. The only person
You made that up. You were bashing that man's mother and father. And you talked about his dead mother.
Let me correct you. I never bashed Brandon Harris' mother. He said, quote, you leave my dead mother out of there. Listen to the video. The video was this. I said, quote, Brandon, how would your mother feel if she was alive today and she see you acting the way you're acting, prostituting yourself as a black young man? Your mother, Brandon Harris, wants you to go to school, Brandon Harris. Your mother wants you to go to college and be a productive citizen. Your mother, see, I know Brandon. I was at his church. I used to be a member of his church. I used to date and sleep with one of the church members by the name of Brian Radcliffe. Brian Radcliffe.
Girl, you made up a lot of lies tonight.
No.
You said you slept with Donna.
It's not a lie. And I asked you, my dear brother Ahmad, if I'm lying, get Brandon Harris on the phone. If I'm lying, get him on the phone.
I don't know him. You never slept with him.
I never said I did sleep with him. I said Brandon Harris is a sad, and he's in mourning. He's mourning over his mother's death. That's why he sleep with transgender women. That's why he sleep with them, because he's trying to sleep with his mother. He's trying to get close, that motherly love. He's trying to get that motherly love, so he'll try to seep it through transgender women. But I tell you, Brandon Harris, and I say this humbly, my brother, you will never, ever be able to replace your mother's love. That was your mother, and you honor her legacy as Brandon Harris, the son, by doing good. Now, your mother would not like that you, Brandon Harris, is threatening Marquise Crusoe on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother, Brandon Harris, will not like you threatening me, Marquise Crusoe, a.k.a. Marquise Wiley. Your mother will not like that. Your mother will be hurt if she see you, Brandon Harris, laying on your back taking an uncut pink penis
from a white man. Oh, doing okay. 678-2742. You're live on the air.
Hello.
I need another drink for this shit.
Hello?
678-472, you're live on the air. 2742, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, my love?
I just want to say you're better off doing the show without this cock-eyed fool.
Oh.
Well, my dear sister, and I say this humbly, and I say this humbly, please call me by my name. Can you please call me by my name, my dear sister?
You're not even worth addressing. You're just rumbling and rambling your mouth. Nobody wants to hear you.
How old are you? How old are you, ma'am? Can I ask you that question? How old are you?
I'm 38.
You 38 years old, and you're trying to say you shouldn't work with a 27. You need to be praying for me. I'm old enough to be your oldest son.
Now,
yeah, but you sound a fool.
I sound a fool? Okay then, ma'am. Well, teach me how to be great. Give me some good advice. Can you pray for me? Can you donate to my GoFundMe account? Can you give to my PayPal account? Shut your mouth. Shut up.
Armand, I just want to say I like what you're doing. I watch your Facebook. I came over to Instagram. And I just think you just need to do the show without him. You need to shut up. Excuse me?
Now go and tell that. I told you to shut up. Excuse you. Anything else you want to say to me, ma'am? Because I don't mind whooping a 38-year-old woman.
Yeah,
now wait.
I've been over social media, but I dare, if we were ever to meet, you would run like a little bitch.
Now, you know what? If we meet up, we'll get in the boxing ring, and we'll do it. And I guarantee you, in the first round, your ass will be knocked out.
We don't have to get in no fucking boxing ring. You're a tramp and a troll. Go to bed.
I'm a tramp, but you 38 years old arguing with me 27. Do you know I will come where you at? Just give me a boxing ring. Let's meet somewhere. Let's have a WrestleMania event. What's your name, ma'am? Can you give me your name, ma'am? What's your
name,
my love?
It's Alexis.
Alexis, me and you just named the place and time, the venue. We can have a boxing match. I want to box you, Alexa. Let's box. Let's sell some
tickets. I'm in Iowa.
Okay, in Iowa. Let's meet up in Iowa. Let's get a venue. Let's have a boxing match. I want to box you. Let's fight.
You wouldn't be able to see to get to Iowa.
I wouldn't be able to see to get to Iowa? You tried it. But I guarantee I see myself with this left hook and your right eye.
Wait, you threatened this woman, and this woman just told you won't be able to see to get to Iowa. Bitch, just let it go, girl. You lost.
She tried it.
I can't tell.
Armand, I just want to say I like what you're doing. You need to do this show by yourself,
baby.
Say my
name. No, you know what, ma'am?
Thank you, my love.
I'm not going to address you, cock-eyed fool.
Wow. Iowa. Thank you, my love. Oh shit. You guys, you know why? It always goes down, bitch. You guys, this is oh girl. This is the key. Oh, my word. Why don't you have on any clothes? Why don't you have on any clothes? That's the fool, bitch. Don't ever do that shit again. No, bitch, I'll hang up on you, fag. I will hang up on you, bitch. Don't you play with me. Yeah, don't show me no bullshit like that, bitch. I'll hang up on you, bitch. No, bitch, I will hang up on you. Bitch, don't play with me. Let me tell you something. Stop saying that out loud. This is the hatch. Let me tell you something. If you watch the show tonight on Facebook, let me see you drop your bells. I want to see everybody drop their bells if you watch the bullshit bell show tonight, bitch. If you missed it, girl, it was a kiki tonight, honestly. It's live on my Facebook page right now at Armand Wiggins. And so, listen, I'm here. We're going to do after show. This is the after show, bitch. It was a lot going on. It's so much going on, bitch. I don't even have on any pants, okay? So if you watch the show, I want to see how many of my people watch the show. Yes, yes, yes. And you can still call in and we can talk. Or if you want to be joined in on the line. Because they were scared to call in. Oh, I love everybody that watched the show tonight. Oh, my. I'm going to have to start a new show. I'm going to have to end it because I think the call log ended. So let me end you, and then let me end the show. And